Glad to have you on, Kim.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Mother Austin.
Yeah, I'm still having a problem.
We're here.
Sorry, glad to be on. Good morning.
We hear you. We hear you, Mother Austin.
Yeah. Where you stay?
We hear you. You home.
Okay. Okay.
You're good.
Okay, then.
We hear you real good.
Okay.
Amen.
Everybody's doing good.
Hey.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
Okay.
Okay.
We are blessed to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed to be here.
Glory be to God.
Yes, indeed.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mother also made me think about your song you always sing.
Well, you said, you know, I don't, you could.
I said, made me think about your song that you always sing. Another day.
Amen.
Lord has helped you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Sister Mary, welcome back. We're glad to see
you. Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes, it is. Good to have you back. You have a song for us.
Huh?
You have a song for us this morning.
Number with the living.
Huh?
I guess I can sing something. I woke up this morning, got up out of my bed.
Right.
I look around, here's what I say. Thank you, Lord, for another day.
Yes.
All these blessings you send my way, you see, could have been dead in my grave, but you told death. Get back and behave. Ooh-wee, another blessing. Blessing. Ooh-wee, another blessing. I've never seen a righteous forsaken. Now his seed begging for bread. You can count on God. Won't let you down. He's always doing just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through.
Yes.
Arms open wide, waiting to welcome you. I've been blessed so many ways. I just lift up my hands and give God all the praise. We another blessing.
Another blessing.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee.
Another blessing.
Got my legs.
Ooh-wee.
And I can walk.
Another blessing.
I got my town, y'all.
Ooh-wee.
I can talk.
Another
blessing. Even the air that I receive.
Another blessing.
I got my lungs.
Ooh-wee.
And I can
breathe. Another blessing.
All these blessings are given to me.
Another blessing.
And thank God for
another blessing.
Thank God, thank God for another blessing. I realized I could have been dead. Somewhere sleeping, y'all, in my grave. But you blessed me.
Yes.
Lord, you blessed me.
My Lord.
You kept your arms wrapped all around me. And I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Ooh, we another blessing.
Amen.
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 Another blessing. Glory to God.
He got his car.
Thank you, God.
He got his car.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord, oh my soul, all within my
Bless his holy name.
Amen.
Been good to have been kept with another week.
Amen.
Day 262.
Thank you.
Still here.
It's still here. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anybody glad to still be here?
Hallelujah.
Well, this is another day the Lord has made. We're supposed to be rejoicing and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 You're giving God his just praise for this day.
Amen.
He could have left you in yesterday.
Yeah.
But he decided to bring you on over to this day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Getting us one more opportunity to praise his name.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah for his goodness and his mercy that endure to all generations.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. God is good.
Yeah. Amen.
All the time. He is good, good, good.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's better to us than we have been to ourselves.
Yes,
Lord. We're not here because of what we have done or didn't do.
Amen.
The life that we've been living.
Yes.
We're here just to praise his name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for his wonderful, his mind, and his love and his kind. His precious in our in the sight.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, God.
Lord, it's in his holy temple. Let all the earth be solid for him. Let us. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
My feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This time we will have the affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth. And that he is the maker of heaven and earth. And earth, as the scripture I have said, we believe in Jesus, that he is Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared a victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back, as he promised, to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and resurrection of the body, eternal life for all true believers.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Faithful
and
baptism.
Yeah. Glory be to God.
Scripture. Yeah, that's when got Dr. Lewis.
Okay.
My scripture this morning will be St. Mark 10th chapter. And he arose from thence and cometh into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. And as he went, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife, tempting him? And he answered and said unto them, what did Moses command you? And they said, Moses suffered to write a bill of divorce and to put her away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation of God made them male and female.
Amen.
For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. And they and the twain shall be one flesh. So then, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God had joined together, let not man put asunder.
Amen.
St. Mark 10th chapter, verses 1 through 9.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Deacon Tick, and he will give us a prayer. Unmute your mic.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to come together again on this day. Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you bless the service on this morning.
Yes.
Bless the members, Lord. Bless the ones that are sick or shut in. Dear Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will give them strength.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you will just bless our church body.
Yes. Lord.
Heavenly Father, we ask to bless the pastor, dear Father, as you bring the word. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done and all that you are doing in our lives.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. I could get another little short number.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is due our God. Every praise,
every praise,
every praise,
every praise
to our God. God, our Savior, God, our healer, God, our deliverer. Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is. Yes, he is. Every praise,
every praise
to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise,
every praise,
every praise is to our God.
Praise the Lord. Every praise,
every praise
to our God.
Yes. Man.
Thank you, God, give him honor, praise, and glory. Thank you. He is great God.
Yes,
we cannot give him enough praise.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give no high, too many high accolades.
Amen.
He has been good since the beginning of time.
Yes, he
has never changed.
No,
he is the same God today as he was at the beginning.
Yes,
and he is God that made us and keep us and sustain us day by day.
Yes.
I want to draw your attention to the book of St. John 15, verse 4.
Amen.
Amen. St. John chapter 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you.
My Lord.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Fifth verse I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Amen.
And I want to talk to you briefly this morning on this thought, stay in the house.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
Tell somebody to stay in the house.
Stay in the house.
Mm-hmm. I can remember when I was growing up, mm-hmm. my parents had to go out to work or go to town or something.
Amen.
And would leave us home
mm-hmm.
with the orders, stay in the house.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
When do you stay in the house? Because the house is a place of refuge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place of protection.
Yes, yes.
Covering. House is a place where you can feel or should mm-hmm. be able to feel safe.
Yes, yes. So
it keeps you away from the weather.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's good or bad. Keep you shaded from the hot sun.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Covered and get through the winter months,
mm-hmm.
through the wind storms and the hurricanes and the weather rains. We run for cover. Where we run? To the house.
That's right.
Which Amen. Is a house nearby.
Amen. Mm.
So there you can. In the house, everything you need is mm-hmm. there in the house.
It's in the house.
Okay. Because we gather things that's on the outside
mm-hmm.
and bring it in the house.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So that when we need it, have to be shut in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to look no farther than
that's true.
Inside mm-hmm. the house.
Right,
man. If you stay in the house,
mm-hmm.
you can save yourself a lot of trouble and headaches,
mm-hmm.
worries. If you stay in the house,
mm-hmm.
you're not as apt to get in trouble
mm-hmm.
as we are when right. we're out of the house.
All right, man. Right.
When we leave the house, we leave the protection
uh-huh.
that the house affords to us.
Amen.
We leave the covering
uh-huh.
that God allows us to have to protect our
glory be to God.
Physical bodies.
Uh-huh.
You leave the comfort that the house uh-huh. has, right? And the assurance
uh-huh.
that there's safety here in the house.
Uh-huh. In the house.
In the house, mostly all you have to do is just stay there and you can do what you need to do in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But if we leave the house, then we leave in the comfort of the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
living room, our beds, the food in the kitchen,
mm-hmm.
air that may be blowing or the heat that may be going on, depending on the time of year it is.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we leave the house,
mm-hmm.
we leave all that away and we don't have it at our disposal. You'll have everything that the house has to provide for you
mm-hmm.
when we leave the house.
Amen.
Sometimes we can be away from the house and we say, this way till I get home.
Uh-huh.
There's no place like home.
Not at all.
And there's no other comfort
uh-huh.
better than house.
Not at all.
Okay. You can go off and go to the motels and get on their beds and everything, but you're still alone.
Mm-hmm.
Be home.
Amen.
But at that point, the motel can serve as your house.
Mm-hmm.
To cover you and to protect you.
Amen.
Jesus is telling us to stay
my Lord
in him.
Yes, yes, Lord.
He let you know that he is the true vine.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
And otherwise, he's not a fake.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an imitation.
That's right.
You're not a make-believe.
Amen.
You're not a wanna-be-like.
That's true.
He is the real thing.
Yes, he is. Real.
Or sometimes we may have said from a TV program, he is the real McCoy.
All right.
Amen.
Okay. And he is, from Gary, show that he is the real person. Let the real person stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's letting you know that he is the true vine.
Yes, he is.
He is the one from his father.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that was here when the earth was made.
Yes,
he is the one that was here before.
Mm-hmm.
There were mountains and valleys. And before there were even the sun to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Or moon to shine. He mm-hmm. was here.
Yes, he was.
I am that true vine.
Glory be to God.
And he let you know his who his father is. His father is the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know you don't have to go nowhere else.
That's true.
But to him.
Glory be to God.
Okay, he is the true vine, and his father is the husband.
Husband, yes, sir.
And every branch that abided in him will bear good fruit. But if you don't abide in him, you can't bear good fruit.
Amen.
Okay, you'll be taken away.
Yes, sir.
So when you leave the house, Relieve the nutrients that's there waiting for us to consume. When we leave the house, when you leave the word of God, you're leaving the house.
Yeah.
The word is your cover.
Yes, it is.
The word is your strength.
Yes, it is.
The word is your joy.
Glory be to God.
The word is your deliverer.
Yes, sir.
The word is your victory.
Glory be to God.
The word is your peace.
Mm-hmm.
When you stay in the word,
yes,
it will be a fortress for you.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a shield for you.
Glory be to God.
And it will give you the joy that you need.
Amen.
So if you abide in him.
Abide in him.
And he will abide in you.
Abide in you, yes, sir.
Okay. So Jesus saying, stay in me.
My Lord.
Okay. Wanted to know how you stay in him?
Uh-huh.
He is the word.
Yes, yes.
Okay. He is the word of God, the Holy Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay, stay in the word.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Okay. Do what the word say do. That's the way you stay in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you have a problem, seek the word first.
Yes, all right,
man.
But don't go seeking it if you're not planning to follow it.
Well, all right, man.
Okay, when you seek it and don't plan to follow it, it does you no good.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to And when you seek it and don't follow it, that means you're not staying in it.
Amen.
To stay in it, you got to do what it say do.
Amen.
Turn what it say turn.
Mm-hmm.
Speak when it say to speak.
Yes, yes.
Be quiet when it say be quiet.
Uh-huh.
Hear when it say hear.
Yes, yes, sir.
See what it say see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we see not by sight,
mm-hmm.
but received by faith.
Yes, yes.
And faith coming from the word of God.
Uh-huh.
So that means that you're staying in the word.
Amen.
Staying in the word. Don't go out. So when you go out, bring the danger outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
There are bears, tigers, and lions.
Yes.
Outside the house.
Yes,
there's
God.
Snakes. Uh-huh. There's bugs that you're scared of.
Yes,
walking,
yes.
Hornets, uh-huh. And ants.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Outside the house.
Yes, yes.
They're waiting for you to come out there.
Uh-huh.
So they can attack you.
Amen.
Outside of the house.
Yes, God.
When you allow your mind to wander outside of the house.
Uh-huh.
Stress come upon you.
Uh-huh.
When you allow your mind to wander outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Horror comes in on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you become distorted, become disturbed,
uh-huh.
Become irritated.
Uh-huh.
You start getting angry with people.
Yes.
And we start sinning.
Uh-huh.
When we go outside the house, mm-hmm. We allow our mind to take us there.
Yes.
But we got to remember what the word said.
Uh-huh.
About that.
Mm.
Okay. There's no good thing.
No good thing
in the flesh.
Amen.
Okay. And when our mind got to be renewed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Keep our minds renewed.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you wake up in the morning, renew your mind.
Yes, glory be to God.
So you can be transformed into that vessel that God has made you to be.
Amen.
Transforming that one that can say, I can do all things.
Yes.
Through Christ who strengthened me. When you can be transformed in your mind so you can be thankful in everything that you're going through.
Yes, amen.
You can be thankful and joyful. Be transformed in your mind so that you always have the victory, no matter like it may look like you are defeated.
Uh-huh.
Your victory is still yours.
That's true. My
be
Lord.
Transformed in that mind,
yes.
Knowing that whatever's going on is for my good.
Uh-huh.
Whatever's going on is for God's glory. Whatever's going on is going to work out to my good.
Yeah.
May not be what I want right now, but it's what God said I need.
Yeah.
And he knows what we need best.
Yeah.
More than with anything that we know.
Glory be to God. Thank
so
you, Lord.
Be transformed.
Uh-huh.
God that mind.
Mm-hmm.
With the word of God.
Amen.
Stay in the house. And as I said before, the house is the word of God.
Yes.
So Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches.
Yes,
he that abideth in me and I in him.
Uh-huh.
Same bringeth forth much fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
For without him, ye can do nothing.
Nothing. My God.
You can do nothing without the Lord.
Amen.
When you're out of the word, you are helpless.
Yeah.
When you're out of the word, you are lost.
Yes, sir.
When you're out of the word, you start withering and dying.
Yes, sir.
And when you start withering and dying, you need to be cast into the flame.
Yes,
sir. So stay in the word where your strength lies.
Yes.
Stay in the word where your hope lies.
Yes.
Stay
Amen.
In the word where your victory is. Stay
yes,
in the word where
so
your deliverance
Lord.
Is. Stay yes, in the sir. Word where your love is. Stay in the word where there's joy. Peace and happiness. Stay in the word.
In the word.
Amen. When you don't stay in the word, you start going down.
Amen.
When you don't stay in the word, you start sinking.
Yes, yes.
Amen. So you got to be in the word and ask the Lord, as Peter did, say, Master, help me, save me.
Yes.
When he started sinking after walking on water.
Yes.
See, when you're in the word, you can walk on water.
I know that's right.
While you're in the word, you can do all things.
Yeah.
While you're in the word, you can take all things.
Yeah.
Be in the word.
Thank you, God.
Everything else is going to work out.
Thank you, God.
For your good.
Amen.
It may not come today. But it's on its way.
Yes, that's true.
Hallelujah. And you don't have to wait for it to get there. Stop rejoicing now.
Amen.
You rejoice because the word said it's already done.
Yes.
I may not be seeing the results that I want to see, but the word said it's already done.
Yes.
And it's done for your good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
So, if you can't stay in the word, if you don't stay in the word, you can do nothing. If a man abide in God not in me, he is cast forth as a branch.
Yes.
And is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire. And they are burned.
Yes, sir.
If we don't stay in the word, we're in the danger of being cast in the fire. While you are not bearing any fruit.
Amen.
But you got to know that the fruits are there. And you can bear them.
Yes, sir.
Because it comes as a part of the Holy Spirit.
And
the Holy Spirit will work these fruits in you.
Yes, it will.
For that to happen, you got to stay in the word of the living God.
Yes, sir.
For the Holy Spirit operates through the word.
Amen.
If ye abide in me, and my word abides in you, you ask what you will.
Yes.
And it shall be done unto you.
My Lord.
Okay. Ask what you will. And it shall be done to you. Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the law of the Lord.
He will give you the desires of your heart.
But that's by staying in the word.
That's true.
What it says, stay in the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Okay. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will, my Lord.
You got to stay in the word. You can't be dipping and dabbing. Mixing and matching.
My Lord.
Take it there.
Yes.
Worldly thing and try to match it into the heavenly thing.
Yes.
It don't work that way. You got to be all or none.
Amen.
You got to be all the word or none of the word.
Amen.
You can't be word tangled up, mixed up in the what you think. Your thinking is not the way God thinks.
That's right.
Your mind doesn't work the way God's word mind works. And you don't know what God knows.
Amen.
So you just got to go by the word.
Amen.
All knowledge comes from God.
Amen.
So if it's not there, because God hadn't made it so.
Yeah.
In order for it to happen, God got to grant it.
Amen. Yes, he does.
Everything comes by his will. And so then we can't be judging them. We can't be predicting it.
No.
We just got to know what God said.
Yes, Lord.
And do what it said do.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you.
Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit.
Yes.
So shall you be my disciple.
Yes.
So when you say in the word,
that
the word say in you,
it
brings glory to God.
Yes, sir. My Lord. My Lord.
Okay. And we were made for his glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. He's glorified by you doing this, and you will bear much fruit. And then you are his disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stay in the house.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Stay in the word.
Amen. Yes,
love like you said, love.
Yes.
Don't pick and choose.
Uh-huh.
But love everybody.
Yes.
And don't just say it from your lips.
Uh-huh. No, no, no.
I love everybody. And no, you don't love everybody.
All right. Now.
Okay. You know, if you love somebody, you don't hate them.
Uh-huh.
You can't love them and hate them at the same time.
All right.
Just stay in the word.
Yes.
You love them, you love them.
Uh-huh.
When you hate them, you hate them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in between.
Mm-hmm.
So in between is lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't settle his spirit up.
Amen.
If you keep my commandments,
uh-huh.
He said, abide in my love.
Yes.
Even as I have kept my Father's commandments.
Uh-huh.
And abide in his love.
Yes.
So when you keep his commandments,
uh-huh.
You're going to get the love thing right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's all about love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. God is love.
Yes, he is.
These things, he said, I've spoken unto you,
mm-hmm.
that my joy might remain in you.
Amen.
So you got the joy.
Amen.
And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And he's telling you how to keep his joy.
Yes, he will.
You keep his joy by staying in the word.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then if you do that, your joy ain't gonna be half filled.
Uh-uh.
Or half empty.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But it's gonna be full.
Mm-hmm.
All the
time. Amen.
You won't, can't say I didn't have enough love to cover it.
Uh-huh. That's true.
And I just couldn't help from not liking it at that moment. You're all gonna be full. Cover every situation.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
God, y'all gonna be full.
Yes.
In every way.
Uh-huh.
It won't be saying, but he didn't mean for me to do this.
Uh-uh.
If it's at your door, he meant for you to do it.
Amen.
So he won't let it come upon you, he's not able to handle it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it comes to your door to show you that you have been delivered.
Amen.
You have gained that strength that you didn't think you had.
My Lord.
You have brought some fruit that you didn't think you could bear.
Amen.
That's why it comes to your door to get the rough edges off you.
Thank you, Lord.
That snags up on things.
Mm-hmm.
Hung up on things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These things, he said, I've spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that my joy in you might be full.
Amen.
This is my commandment.
Mm-hmm.
That you love one another
mm-hmm.
as I have loved you.
Mm-hmm.
Greater love
mm-hmm.
and no man.
Mm-mm.
Then this, that a man lay down his life mm-hmm. for his friend.
Amen.
You are my friends.
Uh-huh.
If you do whatsoever I command you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a friend of God?
Yes,
sir. Ain't no day to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Henceforth, I call you not servant.
Mm-hmm.
For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends for all things that I have heard of my Father.
Uh-huh.
I have made known unto you.
Uh-huh.
You have not chosen me,
mm-hmm.
but I have chosen you.
Amen.
And ordain you
uh-huh.
that you should go and bring forth fruit.
Fruit.
And that your fruit should remain
in you.
That whosoever, whatsoever ye shall ask
mm-hmm.
of the Father in my name,
uh-huh.
he may give it you.
Yes.
So, keep in mind, you didn't choose God.
Mm-hmm.
He chose you.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
You were chosen the foundation of the earth
mm-hmm.
to be here at this time and this day. He chose you.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that makes you special.
Uh-huh. Yes, it does.
It's what we might call it. We were handpicked by God.
Uh-huh. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So don't fail him.
Amen.
Stay in his word and take what it says. Take through his word.
Yes.
My Lord.
Believe what it says, believe.
Uh-huh.
Act the way he tell you to act. Hey, don't go the opposite.
Uh-huh.
Don't go left when he tell you to go right.
Uh-huh.
Don't stop when he tell you to go, and don't go when he tell you to stop.
Amen.
He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled.
Yes, yes.
Don't go there.
Uh-huh.
He'll try to sneak in on you.
Uh-huh.
Well, you got to put the brakes on it.
Uh-huh.
And say, I refuse to have a cover heart.
I refuse to have a cover home.
Yeah. Amen.
Or it's doing nobody, not even me, any good.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Amen.
It's causing extra problems.
Uh-huh. Yes, right.
It's making me feel worse than I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't going to let my heart be troubled.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Sure don't want to be.
God's will is being done.
Amen.
You're saying his word, and when you realize that his will is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And his will must be done.
Amen.
Okay, because everything is his.
That's true.
Amen. Earth is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the fullness thereof, the world and everything that dwell therein, it is the Lord. It is not mine.
Yes.
It's not yours.
No, it's not.
He is
the Lord.
Yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God is.
Yes.
Not everything.
He's nice. Okay. Hallelujah.
Keep that in mind.
Yes, yes.
He is everything.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
These things I command you.
Uh-huh.
That you love one another. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody it's a commandment.
It's a commandment.
That we love one another.
Love one another.
Amen.
We can't choose. It's commandment.
Amen.
You can't decide that when I do it, I try to decide to do it later. No, it's a commandment.
Amen.
That's right.
When it comes up to you, accept and done with God's will.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, if the world hate you,
mm-hmm.
you know it hated me before it hated you.
Yes.
So don't get all bent out of shape because somebody don't love you.
That's right.
Everybody don't love God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Everybody doesn't love Jesus. So you think you're better than he is?
No.
Evidently.
That you're supposed to be exempt?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Jesus.
If you were of the world would love you.
Mm-hmm.
The world loves his own.
Uh-huh.
Because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore the world hated you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're not of the world, you're in the world, but you're not of the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You've been taken out of it.
That's true.
Okay. And because that happened, the world hates you.
Uh-huh.
If you want everybody to love you, then you're going to be the world.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
See, the thing is, you got to love everybody,
Amen.
But everybody don't have to love you.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
You got to love everybody, but everybody don't have to love you.
That's right.
And you can't love me based on how what I love you back or not.
Uh-huh.
You got to love me where I don't love you either. I'll never love you. You still got to
That's
love
right.
me.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
I'm closing on this note, I guess, so it's called no problem. You need to keep this in mind, and that's a good one to stop on. Love everybody, no matter what they do or try to do against you, still love them. Stop getting all upset because somebody call you a name.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Don't make sense.
They're not God.
That's true.
God already made you and told you who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And don't be no more than what God said you are. Not because all. When you accept what they say, you out of the word. You out of the house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You got to do like your parents told you. And you got to do it to yourself. Say, get back in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her.
You got to get back in the word. See, they come on unexpected and you are outside playing.
Uh-huh.
And they say, did I tell you to get in the house, stay in the house, get back in the house.
Hello.
And you don't stop them from coming out the bin. Once they got you in the house, they're going to see you have to get that switch.
Amen.
Sometimes the switch get put on us because we're not loving like we're supposed to love.
Glory be to God.
That's right.
Stay in the house and everything gonna work out all right for you.
Amen. Amen.
It is for your good.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you too, Pastor. Good word, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what in the world happened. All I know, my thing froze up, and I just heard Stevie saying the scripture, and then that was it.
Wow. Oh. I know it missed you.
Well, like I say, it had been acting up all day long. Thank God it didn't act up that bad during our Sunday school lesson.
No, they didn't miss a beat.
Yeah.
It's good to have
you. Devil didn't want me get the word, but hey, I'm in there.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Imagine recording it next month.
Oh, I'm going to listen to it.
Just stay in the house and you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
My Lord.
That's the truth.
You know, it get a little tight in the house sometimes, but you want to run out and get your little booze, but stay in the house in the way.
Amen.
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 The moment you run out there trying to get your little booze, the moment you're going to wind up hurting somebody or getting hurt yourself.
Amen. Well, it's a show. I'm not too bad. You know, wash me some clothes in there.
It's usually the way it go, Pastor.
Yes. Praise God for each and every one of you. Love you to the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody got a testimony?
Well, Pastor, I'd just like to make one more comment. I knew things were going well because I ain't getting no text from anybody. I figured it was just me.
Yeah, and I happened to look over there and saw your name with where you were trying to get back home. And I said to myself, I thought you were already on.
Yep.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I want to thank you all for your prayers, and God is good. Remember I asked y'all to pray for me for the movers, the price and stuff?
Yes.
One guy quote $14,949. So I said, God, I said, you have to send me someone that I can afford, that I can trust.
Yeah.
An hour later, this guy called me. He said, Gloria. He said, I move you. I said, how much juice? He said, $2,800. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Run away from 14,000.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. That's right.
Myself and move myself.
Drive the truck yourself, huh?
Yeah, I drive. I can drive now.
Uh-huh. I see.
Hello.
That was staying in the house. We went to the God for the problem and not for something else.
Yes.
I stayed in the house, but I ain't been nowhere until today. I had to go to the store and get something, onions, something cooked. But anyway, I want to thank you for your prayers. We're leaving out of here on Wednesday and asking for prayers, traveling up the dangerous highways and byways and the truck.
Amen. Drive. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be driving.
That's a load.
Driving his car, so then they have two trucks. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday, I'm finished packing up on Tuesday.
Okay, God, he'll see you through.
Yeah, I believe he will. I have faith and believe, trust in God. It's already done.
That's it.
I'll tell Kimberly I have some more things for her, but I have to find a bigger box. Isaac, pass me.
Yeah, hear you.
I said, tell Kimberly I have more things for her, but I have to find a bigger box.
All right.
I'll probably be going through stuff once I get to Virginia and getting rid of some more stuff. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just had a quick testimony that I shared with the Sunday school class that yesterday I had, well, last night, really, when I was in bed, I was going through some painful episodes there. But I had taken the medication that the doctor has prescribed for that. But I just lay there. And I just talked to Jesus about it, Dr. Jesus. And I just wanted to say, to encourage the church family, you know, that when the medication that the doctors give you don't work, and everything else you feel like you've tried and failed at, try Jesus. Yes. Just hold on Jesus.
Yes, sir. Right.
And he will come to your rescue.
Yes, he will.
He'll come and see about you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And he will take care of whatever is going on.
Yes, he will.
He will. No, because he brought me through this.
My Lord.
He brought me through that.
Yeah.
Lord, I'm grateful. To you, you brought me through this.
Yeah, Lord, thank you.
You brought me through that.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I'm grateful to you.
Amen.
Amen. And he will do it. He'll do it, y'all. He'll do it.
Yes, he will. He will.
I'm a living witness, as they say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord.
I'm a witness.
Yes, sir.
But he will do it. Praise his name. Bless his name. Mm. Glory to God.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Somebody say something?
I don't know. I thought it.
Okay. Let's get the benediction. May the grace of God speak to me and the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.